T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. And we certainly appreciate it. A lot of people anxious about it. This is like one of those series. We always look forward to things. We always look forward to the Cubs series. You know, we looked forward to that one-game playoff down in Wrigley, you know. But you were coming off of a celebratory weekend in St. Louis. So you got the win, you were on your way, and then you had the one-game playoff, and that was 24 hours later. This is almost painful. It just is. To get to Friday night, to get to 7:07, 7:08 Friday night, and to be able to get that first pitch and get that game underway. It just is. I've got people texting and emailing. I got a buddy of mine that just texted and said, is it Friday yet? He lives in Asheville, North Carolina. And then I got another friend of mine who lives in L.A. He's coming to town. He said, what do I do tomorrow leading up to the game? Where can I go? So I pointed out a couple of things. I said, hey, if you're going to go, kind of see something, well, you can always take like the Harley-Davidson tour. Go there, or you can go down to the Harley-Davidson Museum because he's a biker. He's into that, even though they don't ride a ton out in California. I said, you want to go down to the Art Museum? That's, famous. I said, just go through the Third Ward. Buy a few things, for God's sakes, for your girlfriend. And I sent him down either to Stenny's or Calderon Club and stuff. He's like, what time do I need to get down there? And I said, well, tailgating begins at, I think it's a 7 o'clock start. So I know... They usually always say, a couple of hours, 3 hours before they'll open a parking lot. The parking lots are going to be open tomorrow at noon. Come on. Maybe not that early, but they're going to open those things early. I said, just go down to the ballpark, Uber down, for God's sakes. Just Uber down and just walk around. He sends me back a text. And it just says, tailgating in capital letters, ? I said, yes. You crazy moron. What are you? This whole state should be like a professional tailgate zone, for God's sakes. So he says, tailgating for baseball? And I said, yes. He thought it was just for football. So it's like it just can't get here soon enough. People are just walking around like Zombie Nation right now until baseball finally starts. People are giddy about this thing. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. By all means, do so. The Milwaukee Brewers getting ready to take on the L.A. Dodgers. Who should start game one? Who should start game one? I mean, let's be honest. You probably want to go with Chacin, right? That's who you would want to go with? Is the guy you want to go with Chacin, or is there some other thought process that you're thinking of when you talk about starting game one? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Gio Gonzalez, for God's sakes, Gio, Chacin's going to win game two, and Miley has never lost in L.A. This is how you win the first three games, go Brew Crew. That is Beer and Deer Fan. 855-830-8648. Gio, please, for God's sakes, Gio. Chacin's going to win game two, Miley's never lost in L.A. Playing the odds there. I like it. Little thought into this. Chacin would be your guy. He's been kind of your, I don't want to say your ace, but for lack of a better term of ace on your staff, he's been the guy. But I like the way you're thinking. Anybody else thinking outside of the box? 855-830-8648. If you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, you can do so at @Bill_Michaels. @Bill_Michaels or @RadioJoeSports. You can also track us down over on the Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, or just simply go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. And you can find everything right there. Don't forget, download the Radio.com app, and you can follow us there and like us on the Radio.com app. That way, every time the show pops up, it pops on. You're good to go. Simple as that. 855-830-8648. Joe, who you got starting game one?
I mean, I'd probably go Chassin, and I want to try to get as many innings as I can against Chassin. That's just I just think that's probably the best approach right now. He's rested, he's ready to go. I think that's who you start with, and you make it a pitcher's duel against Kershaw.
You know what's interesting in this is the fact that they have decided to go with Clayton Kershaw, because Kershaw they did not start in game one of the NLDS. Because they wanted to take the pressure off of him, because he's not had the best of records when it comes to postseason. So they said, okay, you're not going to be our guy. And he went, what? And they said, don't worry about it. Just come in game two and get the job done. He did. Now they feel like he's got his feet under him now, so let's go Kershaw. Correct me if I'm wrong, the Brewers got to Kershaw earlier this year. I was trying to find the game, but didn't they get to Kershaw earlier this year, Joe? I thought they got him for 3 or 4 runs early on in one. I think that was at Miller Park, if I'm not mistaken. 855-830-8648. By the way, really good piece by Adam McAlvey, in case you didn't read it, that was posted yesterday. It's all about Bob Uecker. And it says, one of the best moments of Bob Uecker's not so illustrious playing career occurred against the Dodgers, the team the Brewers are about to take on in the NLCS. It was one of those most troubling moments, if you actually believe him. He said, every time I see Sandy Koufax, I have to apologize to him. I always thought it was going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. But it was 1965. Uecker, who'd broken into the big leagues with his hometown Milwaukee Braves, was with the Cardinals by then. He was the lesser used half of the catcher platoon with Tim Carver. And he talks more about going to Dodger Stadium against Sandy Koufax. But a really good story about Uecker, the career highlights. Is anybody having more fun right now during this Brewers postseason run than Bob Uecker? Just all of that kind of stuff.
And the two starts against the Brewers this season, both of which were quality starts for Clayton Kershaw. At Milwaukee, he went 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, one of them earned, 5 strikeouts, no walks. In the second game in LA, he went 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned, 1 home run, couple of walks, 7 strikeouts. That was the 21-5 game that the Brewers got shellacked
in. Yeah, they got beat up in. Yep.
So no, Clayton Kershaw has been pitching pretty good against the Brewers.
So they had 4 runs, but only 1 earned against him. I knew they got some played some runs against him. I couldn't remember what that game culminated as, but nevertheless, there you go. They did hail bomb against him, so he can be taken out of the yard. You get a couple on, and who knows? See what happens. 855-830-8648. But anyway, long story short, it's really good on MLB.com. It's right there in the headline section. It's Bob Uecker and kind of the front row for all of this with a play on words regarding the old Miller Lite commercials when he was in the front row. But Bob's getting a lot of pub right now. We'll see if this team can get back to a World Series. And who knows, maybe Bob Uecker witnesses a World Series before he hangs it up. Can't believe he's what, 82? 82, man. Staying young in the broadcast booth. Good for Uke. Give us a shout. Who would you have starting game one and going against Kershaw? Does it? If you get to Kershaw, put it this way, though, and this one is from TJ. He writes, bring on Kershaw. Get to him early. Get him out of the game. Get in his head for later in the series, and you will beat the L.A. Dodgers, which I like the theory. Hell yeah. But it's easier said than done. As Joe just read you the stats, yes, they scored some runs, but they only had the 1 earned run against him. So in a couple of starts against the Brewers, he's only given up, 3 earned runs on the season. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free. Who are you starting in game one? This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget Quick Trip and Tobacco Outlet. If you're going to buy some celebratory cigars for this NLCS win, stop at Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. That's the place to go. Premium cigars, outlet prices, also some terrific beer caves in those places as well, if you're going to go for the adult beverages. But yeah, if you are going to be doing some celebratory cigars for wins throughout the NLCS, that's where you go. Stop over and see our friends over at Tobacco Outlet Plus and Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery. Good stuff there. Going to go take a quick break. When we come back, Damon Bruce of 95.7 The Game out in San Fran. Going to talk to him a little bit about this matchup with the Packers. Also, Paul Charchian. Going to give you some fantasy football advice coming up here in a little bit. We're going to hear from Travis Shaw on the back end of this hour. And we got a whole lot more yet to go. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much, as always, for taking a listen to us. Don't forget, coming up tonight, we're going to be on the road again. The Bill Michaels Huddle, out and about, brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, Moe's Irish Pub in Wauwatosa, on the corner of Highway 100 and Blue Mound. We will see you there. NFL Radio, or NFL Sirius Radio, Mike Clemens is going to be there with us. We'll be chatting about this upcoming game between the Packers and the 49ers and the Packers season in general and what's going on behind the walls of 1265. As we'll see if they can kind of straighten things out and put themselves back on the right track and then get into the bye week, do some self-scouting, and go from there. Let's see what happens. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Damon Bruce and 95.7 The Game in San Francisco to give us the other side of the coin. Damon, how you doing, man?
Bill, you know, we've had a lot better NFL seasons around here. Not lately, but we thought this one was going to turn around and feel much different. And all of a sudden, a torn ACL, and everybody's excited about the Golden State Warriors. How are you?
We're excited about the Milwaukee Brewers, I guess is the best way to put it. We as much as we can't figure out the Green Bay Packers, because on paper it seems like they have quite a bit of talent, and they're just not kind of living up to expectation. The expectation was at least hope at the end of the tunnel for San Francisco, and then, like you mentioned, it all kind of goes awry. What other talent was around Garoppolo besides Garoppolo?
Well, and that's a question that I think everyone's looking at and reexamining right now, because Jarrett McKinnon was signed to do an awful lot, and then he went down before the year even started on the final practice before, you know, they really got underway. And that was something we tried to diminish. We tried to pretend it wasn't a big deal. You can't really miss what you never had to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were wrong about that. I think right there went half the playbook, and Matt Breida's done a very good job filling in. But this team needs more weapons than it has. Marquise Goodwin, who was a great story last year, turned into a little bit more of a track athlete, off injured this year. He hasn't made an impact at all. And Pierre Garçon is... he's got more cute little accents on his nameplate than he has touchdowns in a 49er uniform, Bill. He has not scored a touchdown since he signed a deal that has paid him $23 million over the last two seasons. So they just don't have really the horses in the barn, and you'll see right now, and it might have even been a reality with Garoppolo. Their two best playmakers are a tight end and a fullback. And they still actually have done a great job moving the ball. Kyle Shanahan can draw them up, but they don't have the horses to run the race. And their jockey, Jimmy Garoppolo, a key piece. As soon as he went missing, I mean, that's enough to sink just about any NFL team.
How good, in your opinion, was Garoppolo going to be, or is Garoppolo, when he comes back?
The five games that he played last year, it felt like the savior might have shown up in town. And then, of course, he got paid like he had already won Super Bowls on his own. And honestly, the beginning of this season was not impressive. He was also up against it in Minnesota to open the season, which is obviously a tough place to go play. He was not ultra impressive at home against the Detroit Lions, and he was not ultra impressive as they were getting their teeth kicked in by the Chiefs before he went down with that fourth quarter ACL. I don't want to say that just a few small handful of games should change your mind about someone who I think a lot of smart football people feel has got the goods to be a franchise quarterback. And I do too. I mean, he passes the eye test in so many ways, but he goes down in a moment where he was not exactly inspiring the masses. And the real problem is here, Bill, is the anticipation eventually wears off and you want something. Like, we have been waiting. The build-up to Garoppolo year one, what will he look like in 16 games, is still going to be a question for him. And that's a question everyone needed answered this year. So it's very unfortunate.
They did kind of spread out their draft choices. They went both offense and defense. It wasn't heavy to one side or the other. They picked up Dante Pettis. Give me your thoughts on his progression thus far.
Well, Dante Pettis is officially, I believe, well, I don't know if he's been ruled out, but he was last week, and he flashed. He flashed early. Normally the Niners don't get anything from rookie wide receivers, and Pettis's first catch was a touchdown. He's got speed on speed. He set the NCAA punt kick return record. I think they're missing him on special teams right now. He seemed like he was about to be a contributor there, but if you're hurt, you know, availability is the best ability. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really interested in anyone's strengths and weaknesses who can't get out there right now. I will say about the rookie class, it looks like they got a real one in Mike McGlinchey. He is the real deal over there at tackle. I think Fred Warner, the rookie linebacker from BYU, who had to fill in for the suspended Reuben Foster in the first 2 weeks, did good there, looked good, and is going to have a bright career. But this is a secondary that gives up an awful lot of yards. I mean, it's a tough time to be a defensive coordinator in football, and Robert Saleh looks like a newbie under new rules, and it's a little confused. I expect Aaron Rodgers to give him the old what for this Sunday, I really do, or Monday night, excuse me. But, you know, Richard Sherman has been fantastic when he's been out there. That's the best thing I can say about the 49ers defense. DeForest Buckner has flashed a little. There's still holes everywhere, though. There really are, and Solomon Thomas might be a massive bust for a guy who was the third pick in the draft.
Is there, I guess my question is, because we didn't think that they were going to be a Super Bowl contender this year, but how much light's at the end of the tunnel for the organization?
Well, it depends on if you want to look at it in a positive way or a negative way. Positively, you could say, look, I think they got the right GM, the right coach, an owner that's going to stay out of the way for the first time in a long time. I think they got a good quarterback, but he's coming off an ACL, and their new running back toy is going to be coming off an ACL. And, you know, right there is a little nervous that your future is now based on two huge ACL repairs. I know they tie those things together like shoelaces, but it's a little concerning to put all your stock in that. And what's really scary and disappointing about this year is that there's no lever left to pull. Like, you've made the hires. No one's getting fired. Year two of six-year deals. Everyone understands what happened. And there's no player to add. You've already done that. The next thing the 49ers have to really look forward to is the draft. And that is not what anyone signed up for this year, which was supposed to be at least the first interesting and competitive year for the first time in a long time. And it looks like this team's going to be picking, you know, in the top 10, top 5 in the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's certainly not what a lot of the San Francisco 49ers fans wanted. How have they is there a reality to this, or have they begun to abandon ship and wait till next year?
Well, I mean, teams never give up. Coaches never stop scheming. If you're asking about fans, I think fans are pretty darn depressed. I'll tell you, it was a huge blow to see the NFL already. I don't know if the 49ers might have set a record for the earliest a team has ever been flexed off a primetime game. Week 7, they have been moved out for Pat Mahomes against the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Chiefs are the talk of the league, and so the 49ers, who had grand designs for their game against the Rams. I mean, didn't the L.A. media market, wasn't that the end-all be-all of the NFL's media needs and wants? But they just flexed the Rams off of a Sunday night football game. And what's really sad and you know, you'll understand this covering the Packers, how much history means to this team. That was going to be Dwight Clark's day. That was going to be a big primetime hug around the passing and memory of Dwight Clark. A huge statue was to be unveiled in that game. A big charity that was near and dear to Dwight Clark's heart was going to be given a huge amount of exposure, and all of that just got flexed to a 1:25 afternoon kick on CBS. And that is just, I think, emblematic of what this season was supposed to be and what we really got.
Yeah, it's. I would be a little bit depressed. I know people here are depressed, and they haven't even gotten off to the start they wanted, and there's still a lot of optimism. So I can only imagine what it's like right now out in San Francisco. Hey, I did want to touch base with you and just say, hey, when it comes to the Golden State Warriors, I know optimism reigns supreme right now. Give me your thoughts. LeBron's out in the West. A lot of competition in the West right now. Give me your quick synopsis of what the Golden State Warriors are going to have.
They are still the team to beat. They might have a question at center until Boogie Cousins shows up, for goodness sakes. It's an embarrassment of riches, keeping everyone focused on just getting to the playoffs healthy is going to be Steve Kerr's job one. You know, the Warriors need to worry about apathy more than they really need to worry about anybody else not named the Houston Rockets. So that's the world I think the NBA exists in. The Celtics could be a very interesting finalist challenger if that's the way it all ends up. But it should be a walk in the park to the Western Conference Finals, to be totally honest with you, and not being distracted by what Durant might be thinking about his future is going to be part of the story we tell all year out here. So it's very interesting. We are watching a dynasty unfold right before us, and it's a chance to three-peat and win 4 out of 5 NBA titles. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, I'm sure, out there. The NBA is hot and heavy, and we here in Milwaukee are kind of feeling it with new buildings, Giannis and company, and the East now a little bit more wide open with LeBron out in the West. Good luck to you guys, and we'll chat again soon, okay?
Thank you very much. Anything you need, always appreciate it.
Thanks, Damon. Talk to you soon. There you go. Damon Bruce from 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Get your fantasy football questions in right now. The Charge, Paul Charchian from fanball.com and leaguesafe.com. He joins us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Hey, I want to remind you that we are going to be at Lodge Kohler. The Lodge Kohler kickoff is going to be on Monday. Even though the Packers play Monday night, from 6 to 7, catch us over there before the game. And leaps and bounds inside Lodge Kohler, which is the downstairs bar. We're not going to be in the Tavern in the Sky because of the game day activities. So we're going to be downstairs at Leaps and Bounds. Come on over and say hi. And then after the game, we're going to be at Hinterland, right across the street from Lambeau Field, for the Green and Gold postgame show. Looking forward to that. So a lot of stuff coming up on Monday in Green Bay. We hope to see you there as a face in the crowd at one point or another. That's for darn sure. Talking some more Packers, some more NFL, some fantasy stuff. Our good buddy Paul Charchian from fanball.com and leaguesafe.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Charch, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to talk to you. I understand both Cobb and Allison are practicing.
They are. Yep. Allison's been cleared from the concussion protocol, and Randall Cobb working today. Aaron Rodgers in the rehab group. So it appears like some of the weaponry is coming back in time for this game against San Francisco. And then they have the bye week following and self-scout. And who knows? Maybe they can turn this ugliness around before the season runs out.
Yeah, I think a potentially monster game for Rodgers coming if he gets everybody back. And it's the San Francisco secondary really struggling on numerous fronts here. They're very physical and slow. And so I think athletic receivers have a real advantage across the board on them. And so if we can get everybody back, it's I love Rodgers here. He's my number 4 quarterback under the assumption he's going to have at least one of those two guys back.
Got a lot of fantasy football questions coming up today, so let's get right to it. Amel, listening to us in Greenfield, you got a question for Paul Charchian. What's up?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, fellas?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, it's kind of a tough one for me, but Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady? Booker.
Yeah. Nice problem to have, right?
Yeah.
That's my number two and number three quarterbacks this week. I've got Brady one spot higher. He's got Julian Edelman, who's fully acclimated already to this offense. Josh Gordon and Rob Gronkowski get 10 days off to heal their injuries. And best of all, it's the highly burnable Kansas City secondary coming to town. They rank 31st in passing yards allowed, 360 passing yards per game, and they've also allowed the most pass plays of 20 or more yards. And no team gets passed on more than Kansas City. Everything screams monster game for Tom Brady in this one. My number two quarterback.
Greg Olsen or Vance McDonald?
Greg Olsen should be coming back, and he's actually still available in some leagues. If you're scuttling for scuffling, I think the word is scuffling. If you're scuffling for a tight end, don't forget about him and an opportunity against Washington. But the Redskins have allowed the fewest yards to tight ends, and you know Olsen's only scored twice in his last 16 healthy games. So I think I'd rather watch this one if you can. And Vance McDonald, he's got Cincinnati. It's also not a great matchup. They've allowed at least 31 yards to tight ends in each of their last four games. It's not a high standard, but it's my number 15 tight end. I lean towards Vance McDonald, but I don't like any of them. Austin Hooper, available off the waiver wire, gets Tampa Bay. That's your sneaky tight end angle this week. For everybody out there that's struggling at tight end, that's the way to go. Austin Hooper's your one-week pickup.
He's a man. Let's get back to it. Adam is listening to us in Green Bay. Adam, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, hey, Paul. How's it going today?
Good, thank you.
Question, both quarterbacks I have in both my leagues, one standard, one PPR, struggling to figure out to start Aaron Rodgers or Matt Ryan?
Ooh.
Yeah, wow. Everybody's hitting my top quarterbacks. Matt Ryan's my number one quarterback this week. The last time he saw the Buccaneers secondary, or last time we saw them, Mitch Trubisky had thrown for six touchdown passes as a reminder as to how bad the Tampa Bay secondary is. Ryan's receivers, Ridley, Jones, Mohamed Sanu, all have incredibly strong matchups against those Bucs cornerbacks. Remember, they put two cornerbacks on IR earlier this year. Brent Grimes, rookies Carlton Davis and MJ Stewart are starting. It's just an opportunity to feast for Matt Ryan here, my number one quarterback of the week.
Go to Nick, listening to us in Milwaukee. Nick, welcome to the program. You got a question for Paul Charchian.
Yeah, I need two, Clement, Hines, or Miller.
Yeah, Miller's out, and he's not good for starters, and he's playing a little dinged up and goes up against a decent Buffalo run defense. We're going to throw him out. Corey Clement gets the Giants. It's a lot easier to run on the Giants than it is to pass. Giants just got roasted 2 weeks ago by Alvin Kamara for almost 200 all-purpose yards. And the kind of backs that really hurt the Giants are your dual-threat run receiver types. And that's Corey Clement. So we're going to try him tonight in that matchup.
There you go, Nick. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Oconomowoc. Mike, you got a question for Paul Charchian. Shoot.
Yeah, quarterback, Russell Wilson or Andy Dalton?
I like both. It's my number five and my number eight quarterbacks this week, but let's go to number five, and we will have now talked about all of my top five quarterbacks for the week with Andy Dalton. Aside from a modest game from Julio Jones last week, opposing number one receivers are destroying the Steelers. That brings A.J. Green into the fold here. Last year when the Bengals offense struggled throughout all of last year, Dalton was still great in the Steelers matchup with multiple touchdowns in both games, and I love Andy Dalton here in what should be a very high-scoring game with Pittsburgh.
Got one here off of Twitter, and this comes from Fletch, who says, Aaron Jones or Lamar Smith?
Lamar Smith? Who? Lamar Smith. Aaron Jones. Well, let's talk Aaron Jones for a second.
Yeah.
I thought last week was going to be our breakout game. What do you make of that?
I think they need to use him more. I mean, the bottom line is this. When they go to throwing the football, they don't trust him. Even though they say he's a three-down back, they don't trust him because they put in Ty Montgomery and Jamal Williams. Ty Montgomery more often than not to pick up blitzes. So, to me, they just don't trust him in passing situations just yet. But he's clearly the best running back they have.
It's not close. I mean, you know, sooner or later, you need to have your most productive back on the field. And I understand pass protection counts for a lot, and nobody wants to see Aaron Rodgers get hurt. But sooner or later, you need a running back. You got to put your best running back on the field. The guy's averaging literally double the yardage per touch of Williams. So I'm done making that case. And now I need Mike McCarthy to show it. So I'm not sure who this, Lamar.
Lamar Smith. About. I'm scratching my head. I'm like, am I missing something here?
I don't know who Lamar Smith is, but yeah. I will probably take somebody else over Aaron Jones until Mike McCarthy gives him the play he deserves.
Right. This one. Well, let's do this. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to Kyle, listening to us in Tulsa. Kyle, how you doing?
I got Derrick Henry or Hines.
Nyheim Hines is the guy whose name has come up a couple of times here, and he's the pass catching specialist for the Colts, and he's turned into a really good contributor. And there should be opportunities for plays against the Jets, as they've allowed a league high 7 runs of 20 or more yards, and a decent opportunity here against the Jets, who do give up plenty of catches to receiving backs. The only thing that sort of mucks up the works here is Indianapolis' presumed starter, Marlon Mack, is going to come back, and that should take some of the work away from Nyheim Hines. But I still think he's startable as a pass catching option for fantasy owners.
You know what? I wonder if he means Lamar Miller.
Yeah, maybe. And we don't like Lamar Miller.
Okay.
So
I've got Aaron Jones.
I got Aaron Jones at 35. I got Lamar Miller at 39.
Because I'm trying to think of running backs named Lamar, and the only one I can think of off the top of my head is Lamar Miller out of Houston.
That's all I got.
That's right.
There's no other Lamars of note.
Yeah. I'm trying to rack my brain here. There you go.
And by the way, why did they even want to start that guy? He's awful.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Let's move on.
Cameron Brate or Kyle Rudolph?
I like Cameron Brate. The angle on Cameron Brate, although my answer is going to be Kyle Rudolph, but my angle on Cameron Brate is Winston throws to him a lot, and O.J. Howard still isn't healthy. He's scored 14 touchdowns in his last 26 games with Jameis Winston under center, and so he's kind of Winston's guy. But I like this matchup with Kyle Rudolph a lot. He's caught at least 5 passes in 4 straight games, and the Cardinals have given up big games to Jordan Reed and Trey Burton and George Kittle, so I like Kyle Rudolph quite a bit this week, and so I would pick Kyle Rudolph.
Got one more here in half-point PPR. Mixon or James White?
Well, I like both, but Mixon does everything. James White's your pass-catching specialist for the Patriots, and he's sitting on a very big game, and he's my number 9 running back. But Joe Mixon, especially with Gio Bernard out, he's going to get all the work. And the Steelers have allowed a ton of receptions to running backs, and it's a good opportunity for him. And they're middle of the pack. They're 15th in rushing yards allowed. But, you know, Mixon, bell cow back, and I think it's a great opportunity for him. My number 5 running back this week.
Always good to chat. I know you got to run, but thanks as always, Charging, and we will chat again next week, my friend.
And you know what? Right now, you guys should be talking Brewers most of the time. So, you know, that's okay. We'll catch up next week.
Hey, you know what I was thinking, too? I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, and we started talking about, now I know the Minnesota Twins let go of Paul Molitor and everything. And, did you guys get snow yesterday?
We are getting what I call sneet, halfway between snow and sleet. I mean, it's cold here. Right now it's 36 degrees. So we're not actually getting precipitation right now. We're not actually getting snow, but parts of Minnesota are. So yeah, it's already winter here. And you know, as you guys know, you know what we get. A lot of times you get 2 days later.
Right.
So you know, it might be coming your way.
Well, here's my question: what the hell would you do if you're in a World Series, for God's sakes?
In '91, the day after the Twins won the World Series, we had one of the biggest blizzards in the history of the state. We had 14-inch. No, it was like 30-inch blizzard. So, yeah, it absolutely does happen. And fortunately, my team's never in the playoffs, so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But at some point in our lifetime, you know, the Twins will be will be playing October baseball, and they'll have to contend with this. If somebody was taking the mound tonight in Minnesota, they'd be taking the mound at roughly freezing.
Man, I still scratch my head over that.
Yeah.
Still scratch my
Thank
head.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you later.
Paul Charchian, LeagueSafe.com, Fanball.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. New Mail Medical brings you this particular segment of the program, and they are treating guys with ED all over the state. 98% success rate if you're in the Green Bay area, north. If you're in the south, in the Milwaukee area, maybe even farther south of the border, you can go to Chicago. But call them, 414-455-4451. If you're looking for more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina, that type of thing, could be the low T treatments. If you're over the age of 30, stop, get checked out. That's all it takes. Get your numbers looked at. And then they'll tell you what you need to do. And if maybe you're feeling a little on the heavy side, a lot of things are kind of, you know, sneaking up on you, so to speak, and you need to jumpstart the all-in-one weight loss program because you know that the holidays are around the corner and the cakes and the pies and the cookies and everything else that goes along with it. You don't want to get huge over the winter. This is a great way to jumpstart that health and wellness program, 414-455-4451. It works. All you got to do is try it. Stay tuned because we're going to hear from Travis Shaw of the Milwaukee Brewers coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Hey, don't forget, like you could, right? I mean, the Brewers Central Division champions going on to the NLCS and to commemorate the historic event. It's BigTimeBats.com. BigTimeBats.com offering the officially licensed Milwaukee Brewers Central Division team signature bat. 35 inches, full size. The facsimile signatures of the historic Brewers roster with the Brewers logo and the words 2018 Central Division champions emblazoned across it. The bat is limited to 5,000. And they sell for $129.95. So if you got somebody on your Christmas list that's a big-time Brewers fan, this might not be a bad way to go. Go to BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Or call them, 866-280-BATS. 866-280-BATS. And you can see and kind of get a good glimpse of the exclusive bat set from BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Or call them, 866-280-BATS, BATS. Trademarks and logos used with the permission of Major League Baseball. Travis Shaw, he talks about the other team's confidence level.
Everything's going the way it should be right now. Everybody's healthy. We're getting contributions from everybody up and down the roster. So, like I said, we're in a good spot right now. Still have some work to be done. Dodgers are going to be an extremely tough challenge, and we'll look forward to kind of attacking that pitching staff.
You know what? I talked about the rest. I talked about getting into the slowdown period of the 4-day waiting period, so to speak. He said he doesn't think the extra rest is going to put the team at a disadvantage.
It's a long break, but at the same time, they pretty much have the exact same break. There's only one day shorter. It'll be good for our pitching staff. Today, they'll be good for hitters to kind of get going a little bit today. It's just basically another all-star break, so it'll be good for our pitching staff. It'll be good for everybody to kind of recover and reset. And they had pretty much the same break that we do, so I don't think it'll be too much of a disadvantage for us.
I don't want to hear the words all-star break. They have not played very well coming out of the all-star break the last couple of seasons. Although, when you talk about Boston and Houston and L.A., little Milwaukee, so to speak, they're the underdogs. And he said, we like being the underdogs.
Yeah, I think we're taking the underdog mentality. You look at the four teams that are left. It's the Astros, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, and then the Brewers. So we're the smallest market out of the four. We're the kind of the no-name out of the four. But we kind of like that role. We like that underdog mentality, and we're used to it. We were underdogs all year, won the most games in the National League, so we'll take on that role again.
Now think about this. If he looks over the fence, and you don't want to look too far down the road, but let's just say they do win. You know, it's the team that then possibly the team that traded him away that's, we're not, you know, don't worry about it. We got you. That being the Boston Red Sox, that's the team that traded him away. What would it be like if he could actually play his former team, the Red Sox, in the World Series?
I thought about it. I'm not going to lie, it'd be pretty cool. I haven't been back there since I've been traded, and if it happens to happen, first time back there for a World Series game, that'd be a pretty cool moment.
That'd be a cool moment, and then he also wants to recognize all the fan support.
The crowd, the two games here were unbelievable, so we're expecting even more this series. I know you can feel the energy in the town already, and everybody's excited. It's the first time back in the LCS in however many years it's been. So I think everybody's ready to go, and we're definitely going to feed off of them.
This is from Mark, who says, do you think the fans are going to show up and be extra loud because of what Yasiel Puig, we talked about this yesterday, what Yasiel Puig said regarding the sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think it means a ton to the team. The team's kind of like, eh, okay. But yeah, I think fans noted that. I think fans put it in the back of their minds. I think fans, when Yasiel Puig walks to the plate, they're gonna stand and let him have it. I think every time he takes the field, they're gonna stand and let him have it. I think I would expect this crowd at Miller Park to be nothing short of amazing. I go back to the NLCS from years ago. You know, I think it was fantastic, and it was loud in that place. But at certain points, especially when Markham threw that last game, there wasn't a whole lot to cheer about. So, yeah, I think that it's going to be incredibly loud. I think it's going to be a fantastic series. And I know that, as Joe just noted to me, instant messaged me, tickets are sold out for the NLCS. Sold out. And that, not that I expected anything less, but that just, again, puts another feather in the cap that there is a ton of support for baseball in this area. It's not just, a football state. When the Brewers are good, well, let's be honest, it's not just when the Brewers are good, because they've been putting more than 2 million people through the turnstiles at Miller Park for the last decade. So it's certainly a baseball town. There's no doubt about it. And people aren't just coming from Milwaukee. They're from all over. So, yeah, it's a baseball state. People are excited about this. The energy in this state is palpable. 855-830-8648. We're going to talk a little college football when we come back. The voice of the Michigan Wolverines, Jim Brandstetter, he's going to be joining us. We're going to get the lowdown from over in Michigan. That comes up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.